You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show. Our series on the rapid growth of solar power in Minnesota continues this morning. We're taking a look at solar opportunities for people in the Bemidji area. Joining us are Anna Carlson. Anna is Assistant Professor at Bemidji State University's Center for Sustainability Studies. Anna, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We've also got Virginia Rutter. Virginia is the Minnesota Program Director for Solar United Neighbors, a national organization that helps people and businesses plan and develop solar power in their communities. Virginia is working with Anna Carlson and others to build the Bemidji Solar Co-op. Welcome, Virginia. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So, Anna, let's start with you. In our series, we've heard about community solar gardens, large solar arrays that people can buy into. What is the Bemidji Solar Co-op, and how is it different from a community solar garden?
Yeah, so the Bemidji Solar Co-op differs from a community solar garden in that individuals come together to explore whether or not solar is right for their properties, so their homes or businesses, and as opposed to a community solar garden where there's one sort of central solar project that people can subscribe to, such as the Northern Solar project at Beltrami Electric Cooperative. So it's a little bit different in that it's people coming together and looking at their individual homes and making decisions on whether or not solar on their homes is right for them.
Is it just for people living in the Bemidji area?
And surrounding area. We don't really have a strict border. When we reached out to folks, we kind of said Bemidji and surrounding communities, but kind of kept it with this local circle here. So we haven't had a strict border, should say.
What about... go ahead, Virginia.
Our installer, Wolf Track Energy, is based out of Duluth, and he and his electrician partner had drawn a border from Bemidji out about 80 miles in a circle from there. So it expanded the idea of community a little bit further and allowed for more people in the area to join.
So what about businesses or institutions like Bemidji State or hospitals?
Small businesses are definitely welcome to join. We have the Headwaters Peace Center as a participant in the group, and they're building a new space next spring. But I think the bulk of the participants for this round were residential.
Okay. So you mentioned, Anna, the Beltrami Electric Co-op. They have a community solar garden. What do you know about that? Is it working? Is it competition for what the Bemidji Solar Co-op project is trying to do?
No, I really think it serves two different purposes. The Northern Solar Community Solar Garden is really for folks that might not have an ideal location for solar on their home, so they still want to participate with local clean energy, but maybe they're in the middle of a wooded area or it doesn't really make sense with their home's orientation. And so it's just another opportunity to participate in solar in a different way. So we really see them as complementary efforts and complementary options for people in our community.
So, Virginia, tell us a little bit about Solar United Neighbors. They're a national organization. How have you helped Bemidji Solar Co-op? How does it work?
Sure. So, yeah, we're a national nonprofit. We have on-the-ground staff in 9 states. We launched our Minnesota program last year. And nationally, we've helped more than 3,000 homeowners go solar and install more than 25 megawatts of small-scale solar. and we do this by providing some education to people, helping them kind of understand what the solar technology is, how it can be installed in your home or property, and then how the economics work. And then we bring everybody together into a group, and then we facilitate a competitive bid process. So for the Bemidji group, we put out the RFP, we got 3 bids, and then we help all of those people work through the bids, kind of understand what's contained inside understand the technology offerings by all of the installers. And then we are installer neutral, so we do not choose for the group, but we help everybody answer all their questions and feel confident in the choice. And then we are there the whole process. So right now, the Bemidji group, we've had three of the installations are already connected to the grid and producing electricity. And a bunch of the other participants are in early stages and should have their solar online soon. So I think it's an exciting way to explore rooftop solar and just feel confident with the investment.
This is John Latimer. That sounds really amazing. I began my solar experiment in 1983, and I couldn't even find an electrician who knew the difference. Well, they knew the difference between AC and DC, but it was a struggle, and the learning curve was very steep. But this sounds like quite the nice setup. So what you're saying is someone can go in and meet with you, and you will help them through the technical processes.
Yeah, so I gave a couple presentations up in Bemidji, kind of walking through how solar connects to the grid, how it works, aspects of the technology, and then we help the group feel confident in their choice of installer. And then we're there, you know, if there are any issues that arise during the process. And, you know, we always hope that the installer selection process goes smoothly and we are pleased with the selection. But nationally, we've had some issues with installers kind of not meeting their obligations. And Solar United Neighbors is there as consumer protection, just kind of helping the participants and the homeowners work through those issues.
So you've mentioned WolfTrack. That's who was chosen, WolfTrack Energy of Duluth, to do Bemidji Solar Co-op. What exactly do they do? How do they fit into this mix?
Sure. So WolfTrack Energy is our project manager. He's working with the electrician and residential building contractor to do all of the installation. So Jesse Fetty at WolfTrack is, you know, he's the sales guy. He's doing all of the proposals, coming out to the homes or businesses to find the right solar size and give them a tailored proposal that's based on the group price. So kind of going through the Bemidji Solar Co-op, there was a discount for participants because it was a bulk purchase of the equipment. And then he is working with all of the utilities, so each homeowner's utility, whether that's Beltrami Electric or another utility, and then working with the community to get the necessary permits so the homeowners don't have to deal with all of that administrative burden.
That's Virginia Rutter. She's a Minnesota Program Director for Solar United Neighbors. We're also talking with Anna Carlson, Assistant Professor at Bemidji State University Center for Sustainability Studies. So how many people are in the co-op?
We have 44 members.
Wow.
Of our Bemidji Solar Co-op, which is actually my largest in the state. It beat out Minneapolis.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is my first group to go to this stage. Mm-hmm. I've also got one in the Matomida area, so north of the suburbs of St. Paul. And then I'm driving up to Mountain Iron tonight to launch one on the Iron Range.
Wow. Well, Anna, tell us a little bit about what you do. You teach in Sustainable Studies Center at Bemidji State. What does that look like? What's the curriculum like?
Yeah, so I am a faculty member in the Environmental Studies Department in the School for Sustainability Studies, a newly formed group that includes economics, environmental studies, geology, geography departments under our umbrella. And so we really have an interdisciplinary program that focuses on the environment and people and how we build sustainable communities. Previously, I worked with a group called the Clean Energy Resource Teams, which is kind of how I think I got linked up with Virginia and co-hosting this these listening sessions and learning sessions on the Solar United Neighbors group, and just wanted to echo sort of John's sentiment about it can be really difficult for people getting into and exploring solar, and how positive and powerful it was to see people in our community come together to build their literacy around energy in general and clean energy and how solar can work for them. I was astounded at our first session. I think we hosted it last April, where over 80 people packed a room at Beltrami Electric to learn about this group and about solar and if it's right for them, and just the sheer amount of interest in our community and curiosity, where we can all learn together around these issues, and how we can all participate in building sustainable communities has been really inspiring to be a part of.
Virginia, you're going to be up at Mountain Iron tonight at 7 o'clock and starting to organize an Iron Range solar co-op. Tell us a little bit more about that. Will that include the same sort of 80-mile radius diameter circle that you talked about around Bemidji?
So that's a great question. I think right now we've sort of defined our geography for the Iron Range group from Grand Rapids up to Ely along Highway 169, so kind of that traditional Iron Range space. But the final geography determination is always based on the installer's capacity and kind of what they think is reasonable. We try to create a fine balance between kind of the economies of scale for the installer in terms of driving distance, but then also enough space to get a good group of people together. We usually issue the request for proposals and start our competitive bid process when the group is about 20 people, 20 to 30. So just want to make sure that we hit that size.
For those of us who aren't able to make it to Mountain Iron tonight and live on that geographic range that you just talked about, is it possible to get involved without attending the meeting? I mean, can you join the group?
Yes, definitely. And joining is free, and it's not any obligation to buy panels. It just kind of lets you start our process, learn more about solar, and we will do a free rooftop assessment using satellite imagery to kind of help you determine whether your site is a good fit for solar. And you can go to our website, www.solarunitedneighbors.org/ironrange, and that's the website for the group. So I'll be up there tonight in Mountain Iron, and then I think in about another couple weeks, we will host a webinar version of the information session. I'm thinking we're going to try to have it at a lunch hour, so you can check the website for updates on that.
All right. Well, we will continue to announce the meeting for tonight. Anna, you know, on Tuesdays especially, John and I get pretty excited because we have so many students who are involved and interested in phenology. We had 14 reports, mm-hmm. I think, today. What are you seeing in terms of students at BSU in their interest level in renewables and sustainability?
Oh my gosh, it's just astounding and growing. So every year that we work with students, it just seems to get more and more. There's more interest, there's more knowledge, there's more passion around it. I mean, this is kind of the challenges that we face environmentally are so front and center for these youth and these students that understand what changes we need to start making in our lives and our choices surrounding energy to ensure a healthy future. And so I just see over the years, there's just not only increasing interest, but commitment to learning more and being active participants in that change. So it's a real privilege to work with that population and to see these change agents come through our schools and to empower them to make sustainable choices.
In Virginia, I'm assuming this is a growing field. We need younger people to be interested in to move into these kinds of jobs.
Yes, indeed. I know in a lot of Minnesota communities that there's a shortage of people who know how to install solar, who are certified electricians, are licensed electricians. And so this is a great field if you are electrically or mechanically inclined. There's definitely a job waiting for you. I've heard from several training programs that all of their graduates go directly into a good job. So I think it's a great time to be interested in clean energy.
It's Virginia Rutter, Minnesota Program Director for Solar United Neighbors, and we've also been talking with Anna Carlson, Assistant Professor at Bemidji State University Center for Sustainability Studies. The meeting tonight, the Mountain Iron Community Center at 7 o'clock. You can find more information, solarunitedneighbors.org/ironrange. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show. Coming up,